McDavid charging down the ice. He's got a stick. He's in. Backhand. Score. A beauty. And Connor McDavid on fire early.
Mike Smith are going to go. As center ice. Talbot and Smith. Moving on both sides of this Battle of Alberta. This is unbelievable.
This 1 year, 1.5 year here. Get me more confidence. For sure, I'm stronger and faster, and I feel like I'm growing up for person and player a lot. Feels like I'm like ready to get the new step for the NHL.
Now McDavid across the drive, scores 100 points for Leon.
We could learn from what we went through, and everyone's pissed off about it. I think that's the best way to describe it. But there's a taste in everyone's mouth that's very, that no one likes. We need to find a way to not have that taste. And we've had it 4 out of 5 years here. So, you know, we need to be better.
Hey, welcome inside the Locked On Oilers podcast for this Tuesday, May 18th. A big happy birthday to my cousin Christian, who's celebrating a birthday today. Get that out of the way right away. Probably most of you don't know him, but I have to give him a shout out. So a big happy birthday. I'm your host, Hernan Salas from TSN 1260, the Two Guys and a Goalie podcast. Connect with me on Twitter at Hernan the Man and at Locked On Oilers. And hey, we got a new podcast that will help get you hockey smart. The Cross Check podcast, hosted by Andrew Berkshire and Mary Clark, goes deeper into NHL stories than any other podcast with the help of the smartest minds on ice. Follow the Cross Check podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. We're getting closer. One more sleep and we'll have some Edmonton Oilers hockey. Game one goes tomorrow, 7 o'clock from Rogers Place. Oh baby, I can't wait. Was down at practice. But before we get to the practice note coming up, we'll hear from Connor McDavid in the second segment. I'll give you some news out of Winnipeg. And in the third segment, we'll wrap it up quickly and we'll just hear from Dave Tippett. But let's get to those practice notes. I know you're eager to hear what the hell is going on. Only 12 forwards at practice today. Top two lines remain intact. Jesse Puljujärvi with Connor McDavid and Dominic Cahoon. Leon Draisaitl centering Ryan Nugent-Hopkins and Kyler Yamamoto. And then it gets interesting here. The bottom six, it was Zach Cassian with Ryan McLeod and James Neal, and Kyra with Josh Archibald and Alex Chiasson. So McLeod no longer with the two vets there. And Cassian's the big one here. Shore was not on the ice again. They only had the 12 forwards out. They had all their D-men out. But once again, Slater Cuckoo is with Barron. We'll hear from Dave Tippett. That's going to be your third pairing, and I like it. I know a lot of people on social media did not like that move, but I did 100%. I love that Slater Cuckoo is going to start there. He's just a little more polished than Caleb Jones, so I have no issues with that, and this is probably the least of the breaking news. Mike Smith obviously in the starter's net, but what do you think of Zach Cassian? I mean, if the 2017 Zach Cassian's ready to go, then I'm pumped. But if it's going to be Zach Cassian we've seen here for the last year or so, ugh, I don't know. But good on him. We also will hear from Dave Tippett on that. But are you happy that, that's a bad way to put it. Are you okay with Devin Shore being out? I've really liked what Devin Shore has brought the last 2 months for this team. I thought he was for sure to start the playoffs. But I guess the only guy you could possibly take out is a James Neal. You can also go maybe Chiasson, but Chiasson plays on the number one power play unit. That's not going to happen. And then Cahoon, but Cahoon's a top six guy, so he's not coming out. So for me, it would have been the other guy I would have looked at is Neal. But it's going to be Devin Shore, Zach Cassian will start alongside McLeod and Neal. So I don't mind that line. I honestly would have preferred Cassian with Archibald and Kara and left McLeod with Neal and Chiasson. But Dave Tippett's a head coach and he says he likes the look of these lines, and that's what we'll roll out with. So that's yesterday we had the Cuckoo news, and it looks like we know the lineup for game one. It was funny, James Neal, they're doing a drill and James Neal scored 3 straight times on Mikko Koskinen glove side, and the boys went crazy. But I saw Rishog tweet that out, and man, Mikko Koskinen, the jokes just flew in. Yeah, and watching Mikko at practice, he was just all right. He still gets beat a lot. It is practice. I don't know how hard he's really going there, but Mikko Koskinen will back up Mr. Mike Smith. And we're ready to go here, guys. I mean, it's go time tomorrow. The games so far have been fantastic. Yesterday, we saw Boston, Washington, Marchand with the OT winner. Quick in that one, but that was a hell of a game. Carolina, Nashville, 5-2. Carolina, obviously the better team there, but it was close for a bit, but they were able to pull away. And then Colorado, man, I'll say this. Yeah, I'm not comparing McKinnon to McDavid. Don't Don't think that. I'm just saying that top line for the Avs, holy smokes, are they a pleasure to watch. So fast, so creative, so skilled. They were all over that game yesterday, and they pick up a win 4-1 tonight. We got Pittsburgh looking to even up their series as they're home to the Islanders. Florida, Tampa Bay, man, this game's going to be legit. Like, if it's anything like game one, I'm all in. And then Vegas also look to bounce back after losing their first game to the Minnesota Wild. Max Pacioretty is a game time decision. So if you're in a fantasy playoff pool, keep tabs on that. But the news out of Edmonton, Cuckoo will be with Bear. So you have your pairings, Nurse with Barry, Larson and Kulikov, and it'll be Cuckoo with Ethan Bear. Your top six remains the same. The only change now is Cassian's with McLeod and Neil, Archibald with Kyra and Chiasson, meaning Devin Shore is coming out of the lineup. I want to hear from you. Hit me up on Twitter at HernanTheMan. Are you okay with Cassian drawing back in for Devin Shore? Would you have liked to see Shore stay in, or are you okay with Cassian, but you would have took someone else out? So let me know. I am truly hoping we see Zach Cassian, the crazy Zach Cassian we saw the last time they went on a bit of a run back in 2017, because that was awesome. Absolutely awesome. Okay, guys, coming up next, we'll hear from the captain, Connor McDavid, as he's ready to go. He's ready to go. He had a lot of good answers today, and his presser went long. It was double digits in time, so I cut it down, and it's about 5-6 minutes, but you'll hear from the Oilers captain as they get set for game one. And I'll also give you some Jets lineup news from their media. This is the Locked On Oilers podcast with Hernan Salas. Chain stores have different price tiers for professional mechanics and do-it-yourselfers. RockAuto.com's prices are the same for everybody and are reliably low. RockAuto.com always offers the lowest prices possible rather than changing prices based on what the market will bear, like airlines do. RockAuto.com is for everybody and does not require membership or account login. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. One more sleep, everyone, and we'll have some playoff hockey. Oh, I can't wait, man. It's gonna be amazing. Absolutely amazing. Every game so far has been so much fun to watch, and the North Division gets going tomorrow and Thursday, so that's going to be even better. You know, Toronto, Montreal's not going to disappoint, and Edmonton and Winnipeg will be a lot of skill. Before we get to Connor McDavid, Sarah Orleski from TSN covers Winnipeg Jets, had this today. No Pierre-Luc Dubois at practice once again. He hasn't practiced in the last couple of days. Andrew Kopp and Nikolaj Ehlers in non-contact colors. She went on to add that Kopp took part in line rushes, so she expects him to play in game one. Head coach Paul Maurice added as well, they're not really game time decisions, probably closer to game time announcements. So we'll wait and see on the status of a few players ahead of tomorrow. But if two or one of those guys is out, that's huge for the Edmonton Oilers. They have to take advantage of it, and they haven't. They've struggled when other teams have their top players out. So hopefully this is a little bit of a change we see from the Edmonton Oilers. And I want to get to this. They were asking Andrew Kopp today and players in Winnipeg, like, about no one giving them a chance. And I'm sitting there like saying, I've seen a lot of the expert picks out there from media all over, and a lot of them have Winnipeg. So are they trying to motivate themselves? Like, I don't know where this is coming from, that no one's giving them a chance. I haven't seen a lot of that. So yeah, it's a weird flex there, but maybe the media, they're doing some work and giving these guys some material to get pumped up for. I don't know, because I truly haven't seen that. I mean, yeah, you're going up against Connor McDavid, and they took the series 7-2 in the regular season. Connor McDavid said today, hey, like, that doesn't matter. This is a brand new season. It's the playoffs. Them dominating them in the regular season has no weight in this playoffs. So, and that came from the captain of the Edmonton Oilers. So I truly don't know where all that is coming from. Lines for the Winnipeg Jets, this is how they skated today. And this comes from Murat Atesh from The Athletic in Winnipeg. These were the lineups. Kyle Connor with Mark Scheifele and Blake Wheeler. Andrew Kopp with a star beside his name, still in non-contact jersey, with Stastny and Veselainen. Their line, Matthew Perreault, Lowry, and Mason Appleton. And your fourth line was Harkins, Thompson, and Lewis. Defensively, Morrissey with DeMelo, Forbert with Pionk, Stanley with Pullman, Ben and Hinola, your two odd men out there on the back end. And Ehlers also obviously with the non-contact. But let's get to the captain of the Edmonton Oilers, Connor McDavid, as he met with the media earlier today.
Connor, how much of playoff success is players getting out of their comfort zones? And what are some of the things that you specifically might have to do perhaps more of that you wouldn't be as focused on in the regular season?
Well, I think, for the team that haven't started yet, it's pretty easy to figure that out just watching some of the games this week. You see guys, playing hard, finishing checks, blocking shots, doing all those little things that make you successful this time of year.
And give me a sense of, the Jets have been known, not just this year, but over the last few years, for having a pretty deep forward core and being, having a variety of guys who can do a variety of different things. Give me a sense of how they play as a group up front and the things that make them deep.
I mean, obviously they got good players. That's what makes a team deep. Up front they're as deep as anyone in the league. And for us to be successful against the Jets, we got to check. We got to be hard on them, hard on their skilled guys. Not let them generate the speed they want to. You hear lots of them talking about they got to shut us down, but. We got to shut them down, and their transition game is as good as anyone, and they got a great power play. So, for us, discipline's important. Making sure that we're able to stay on top of them and not turn the pucks over.
Connor, last time around, you guys came out and played in an empty building, kind of for the first time, and I know all the teams were doing that, and there were varying results in terms of guys kind of rising to that moment, even without the fans. You've played a whole year now. Does that feel more normal? And are you confident your group will be able to sort of rise to the emotional moment that the playoffs should bring?
Yeah, I definitely feel like we're going to be able to do it. We've played 56 games now in front of no fans. And we've had moments where, our team has played some of our, the best hockey that I've been a part of here. So, obviously we're missing our fans a lot. It's tough to see some of these games down south where, fans are going crazy and the building looks pretty packed. Obviously we miss that a lot, and we know our fans would be going nuts this time of year, but we feel their support and need to rise to the occasion, whether they're in the building or not.
How do you think your team has grown the most in the last 10 months as a group?
I would say, that's a good question. I think obviously we're defending better, playing harder, probably just a little more mature. I think that's the main thing, is guys are just starting to figure out this game and figure out what it takes to win and how hard it is, and the sacrifices that you have to do to make that happen.
Connor, from an experience perspective, what do you remember about the 2017 run? And is there anything that you guys can draw from that, the players that were there that can help you this year?
Well, I mean, obviously you look back then, I think the thing you remember is the fans and how amazing the fans were, and how fun it was to play in this building. Obviously that's not going to be the case this go around. I think, just how intense the hockey is, how important each and every play is, each and every little mistake matter. And, the team that can stay even keeled, the best, is usually, the more successful team. So there's, don't have a ton of playoff experience, obviously, but we can certainly draw on that that experience.
Back then, you guys were 22, 23 years old. Now you're much older and much more experienced in a different place. How does that experience from the core players, serve your team well heading into this year's playoffs?
Well, I think, like you said, I mean, experience is important. And, this isn't, it's not like it's our first playoff game. I mean, we certainly haven't played a ton, but we have that experience to draw on. We have our experience from the bubble last year and how quickly, a series can turn on you. All good experiences and we've learned lots of lessons, but it's time to put those lessons to good use.
Let me follow up on that then. So you say, Connor, you have learned lots of lessons and time to put them to use. Is it feel like the start of something here? Like, you guys made the playoffs in 17 and then fell out for a couple of years. It was a bit of a false, I don't know what it was. It didn't turn out to be what we thought it was. Yeah, good team last year. You kind of got robbed of the playoffs with the whole pandemic thing. Now you're back. You got a good team. You're a second place team in the division. You're ready to do something here. Does this feel, like the start of something good here?
I mean, we whatever last year was, I would consider us a playoff team last year, bubble or not. I mean, it's still a playoff series. You know, and obviously back in the playoffs this year. So, you know, playoffs back to back years is you know, it's obviously that, you know, that's the start of something. I mean, the teams that win are the teams that get in each and every year. You know, I think for us, you know, we can't look past, you know, a very, very good Winnipeg team. I mean, they're going to bring so many challenges, and we got to be ready for them.
That was the captain, Connor McDavid. A lot of good answers there. Yeah, a lot of good lessons, but they gotta put these lessons into work now, and they gotta make it count, and then they gotta show the fans that they've kind of learned from that debacle last year and in the bubble playoffs, and they gotta start turning that corner. So Connor McDavid, they're ready to go. Going to be a fun night at Rogers Place. Up next on the Lockdown Oilers podcast, we'll hear from the head coach, Dave Tippett. I am Hernan the Man, and this is the Locked On Oilers podcast. Bet online, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Get all the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs, including MLB, NBA, NHL, and all your UFC, MMA action. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their playoff runs. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, your online sportsbook expert. Just some news from the NHL today. The Red Wings extend head coach Jeff Blashill. How about this? This is very interesting. From the Montreal Canadiens, Dominic Ducharme announced today that they're going to scratch Cole Caulfield, Jesperi Kotkaniemi, and Alexander Romanov for game one, going with a more veteran lineup, a more tough lineup. But I mean, you gotta score goals to win games, right? Yeah. Okay. There's two talented forwards sitting out in this one. I don't get that. If they win, everybody's going to be like, what a genius. If they lose, oh, they're going to be out in Montreal calling for the head coach there 100%. And this one, it's on TSN. It says Canada's deputy chief public health officer doesn't see the country joining the U.S. and allowing fans into arenas during the NHL playoffs. Well, that sucks. Yeah, it's so great. They see Carolina yesterday. It was packed. Holy smokes. Man, that it looked just great. The atmosphere was great. And I did miss a game today. Calgary-Vancouver set to drop the puck at 2 o'clock. Wah, wah, wah. Does anyone really care? But that's crazy. Again, games tonight. Pittsburgh home to the Islanders. Tampa Bay looks to take a 2-0 lead as they're in Florida. And the Vegas Golden Knights look to get back in their series as they're home to the Minnesota Wild. Edmonton Oilers, Winnipeg Jets tomorrow at 7 o'clock. I can't freaking wait. Well, let's get to the head coach, Dave Tippett. So he also met with the media today. And let's kick it off with, he was asked on the amount of OT games so far in the playoffs. Is it just a case of the teams knowing each other so well in this condensed schedule?
I just think every team they've earned the right to be a playoff team, and they're really competitive. Teams are close. You see great goaltending in them. You see, you know, it's tight checking games, very physical games. They, you know, you just got very competitive teams. I think it's, you know, you can say that they know each other well, which is a fact. But that being said, you see very, very competitive games that are, it's hard to score, and teams are defending well, and they tend to be close games.
Dave Tippett's going to need his core guys to be just that, the core of this team, and lead them to a first-round victory. He was asked, what does he see out of his core guys with the challenge ahead?
Well, I just think the maturity, not just, you know, from playoff experience and just from, you know, you continue to learn, you continue to adapt to the league. And so their experiences throughout the league, not just in the playoffs, actually bodes well for them. They're maturing as players. Their game is elite, but their maturity factor of leadership and what you have to be ready for getting into a playoff series, all those things have grown on them. So, you know, I'm excited to see what they can do this time around.
I think the question everybody wanted to know here, Cassian was part of the top 12 forwards today. He was on the line with McLeod and James Neal. Here is the head coach on Zach Cassian and the makeup of that line.
Yeah, Cass has really came a long way here in the last week. I didn't anticipate him being ready, but he went through a full practice yesterday, came in today raring to go, so he can be a valuable player. He's a big, hard player, good skill, speed, can be, you watch these games on TV, how they're being played, he can be a real asset for us. So, you know, we, with young McLeod there and Neal, he's got a McLeod's got a couple of good veterans on the side with some size. McLeod transports the puck very well. So we'll see. It's got the makings of a good line.
One last one here. Slater Cuckoo was with Ethan Bear last night. It was a story of the day here in Edmonton. Not last night, yesterday during practice. And he was back with him today. They were passing the puck a lot between each other, after practice when everybody was just kind of farting around. So Cuckoo is going to start. And here is Dave Tippett on that decision.
He was solid in the last game, and he's worked awful hard. His game is at a level where I think his experience and the weight he brings will help us.
That was the head coach of the Edmonton Oilers, Dave Tippett, meeting with the media today. It's almost go time. Let's go. How pumped is everyone out there? What are you doing for the game? Are you going to have appies? Are you going to barbecue? What are you going to be drinking? I want to know. Let me know. Hit me up on Twitter at Hernan the Man and at Locked On Oilers. It's playoff time. Be positive. Believe that this team's going to get it done, and we get it going tomorrow with Winnipeg and Edmonton. 7 o'clock puck drop from Rogers Place. All right, guys, once again, yesterday's pod did really well with the downloads. Like always, I always appreciate all the support. Don't forget to download and subscribe on your favorite apps for all the latest episodes. It's time to wrap this podcast up. For my producer Juanito and the Locked On Oilers podcast, I am Hernan the Man, talking Los Petroleros. Let's do it again tomorrow. It's game day five. Finally, enjoy the rest of your Tuesday. We'll chat tomorrow.